News 11:30.
And joining us now, live on the line, is NDP leader Adrian Dix. Hello, Mr. Dix. How are you?
Very, very well. It's really a great day for democracy in BC.
Yes, it is. What are your feelings about the HST referendum result?
Well, it's a tremendous result for the yes side. You know, it's a 150,000 vote win. That's how many more votes the yes side got than the no side got. That in spite of the fact that the government spent $7 million in public funds on Liberal ads. There were millions of dollars spent by other parts of the no side, by the big business community. And I think what was strong on our side was a grassroots campaign. I visited 33 communities, tremendous local support from small business people. And I think people understood that this was a tax shift onto middle-income people that hurt communities, that took money out of communities. And they decided after a two-year campaign that it was that we needed to scrap the HST and return to the PST.
Adrian, I was listening to some of the breakdowns of the results. As I understand it, just about as many people who voted for the Liberals in the last election voted to keep the HST in. Obviously, those votes were not enough because the HST is gone as it stands. Given the results, do you think the Premier will be calling an election anytime soon?
Well, the Premier isn't concerned with the substance. I mean, the law says that the next election, as you know, is in 2013. So she'll be acting on her private political interests. That's pretty clear what's motivating what she's doing. What is it that the Premier thinks she can't do? She has a majority right now in the legislature. So what is it she needs an election to do is the question British Columbians should ask. We've had 2 years since this government's come to office. They've done nothing but the HST. That has now utterly failed. And I think it's time that they got down to work dealing with the serious issues facing the province and not continue to maneuver politically, which seems to be, sadly, the Premier's speciality.
Okay, you are talking about how focused everyone has been on the HST. So now that that is starting to fade away, just briefly, what are some of the top issues your party is really looking at?
Well, of course, it's not fading away. The government now is going to take 19 months. It took them 11 months to bring in the HST, 19 months to get rid of it. That's their plan. But our focus really is on jobs and the economy, on the fact that in the Lower Mainland and Metro Vancouver, where your listeners are, many people can no longer afford to buy a house, can no longer afford to live in the region, live and near the high school where they graduated from, for example. So I think there are issues of affordability, of the economy, of jobs, and wait times in our healthcare system and the quality of our public education system. These are all key issues that the government has neglected while they've gone on this campaign in favor of the HST, and I think it's time to get back to business.
We heard Premier Clark speak a little while ago, and she wasn't really talking about an election. She wouldn't give any kind of answer as to when that might happen. She, I don't know if you heard it, referred to you as the architect of the economic policies of the 90s, and that's what we'll face in an election. What does she mean by that? What do you have to say about that?
I don't know when I became an architect, but, I think clearly this is a difficult day for the Liberals. Ms. Clark put her political credibility on the line in her campaign for the HST, so I understand she wants to change the subject. I think rather than name-calling, we got to focus on the real issues. Why is it that we have forest workers out of work while raw logs go past their homes and are exported out of our province? Why is it that BC Hydro has been so badly mismanaged? Why is it that people on Vancouver Island will have difficulty affording going on BC ferries anymore? Why is it that some people who are waiting for an MRI are waiting too long? These are the issues that people care about. And, the Premier, I know, will try and change the subject and talk about the 1990s and the 1980s and the 1950s. I think people are living in 2011, and that's what they want to talk about.
What do you say to those who think this result will actually hurt the BC economy?
This is a tax shift, what this is, away from big business. So it's a tax cut for big business and a tax increase for the people listening to you here on News 11:30. It's a tax increase for working families. And so I think working families spend money in their communities, and when they can't afford to, it hurts small businesses. And everywhere I went, whether it was in Quesnel, whether it was in Nelson, wherever it was, small businesses came to me and said, our customers have less discretionary money to spend in our businesses, and it's hurting us. So I think on balance, the return to the PST will be good for the BC economy. I do think this, that the disruption that's taken place over a period of years has damaged us, that the government, by saying that they wouldn't do this in an election campaign, then implementing it the day after the campaign, has caused years of disruptions. And I think this is, at its heart, a fundamental failure of the Liberal government, and one that they're being held to account for in part today.
A number being bandied about is roughly $3 billion is how much it's going to cost for us to, you know, as a result of today's results. Where is that money going to come from?
That's the number that the Liberals were using. That's the number they were using to mislead people and trying to scare people into voting no in this referendum campaign. That's the number they were using. Here's the facts. The fact is the Liberal Party said that the BC government could afford to reduce the HST from 11% to 10%. That was their plan. In other words, to reduce taxation levels by $15 billion over a decade. So they said we can afford to do that. We can afford to deal with this issue as well. 1948 to 2010. That's how long we had a PST system in this province. We had economic growth in that time. We added public health care in that time. We added a community college system in that time and many, many other things. So the idea that the Liberals have been putting forward to scare people, that didn't work in the referendum, and it's no more true today than it was yesterday before this referendum result was announced.
Thank you. NDP leader Adrian Dix joining us, and keep it on News 1130 for continuing results of the referendum as we get reaction from all sides to the decision today to axe the HST.
Coming up, we'll check traffic and weather together on The One.